Thank you so much for tuning in to Reedland at Lunch. This is the show that I do during my lunch break. And how could you beat that, right? I get to come here every day. I'm already sitting here and just got to hit play and just do a little bit of the talking with you Monday through Friday. So that's the goal. The goal for this show is Monday through Friday. And the episodes are going to be, my goal is about 15 minutes, you know, per day. Sometimes I'll have guests. Sometimes I will not have any guests. This is just about, you know, just talking. You want to be a guest on this show? I could do call-ins as well. Just email me at reedlandstudios@gmail.com or conspiracyisthetheory@gmail.com. I'll be more than happy to put you on the schedule, give you a call, and you can be a guest on here. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. This show, the good news is I am open to any subject you would like to talk about. If there's a subject you want to hear, email me as well. Let me know. And you know, that's the fun part about it. You know, I do like the conspiracies. What I normally do during my lunch is I sit here, I eat my lunch, and I watch conspiracy theories on YouTube. I absolutely love it. You know, no theory too small, no theory too big. I am down to the theories. I don't care if you tell me the moon is hollow and aliens live in that moon. I'm going to watch it. If you tell me the moon is just a hologram, I'm going to watch it. You say we didn't go to the moon, I'm going to watch it. You say we did go to the moon, I'm going to watch it. I like all of that stuff. Flat Earth, all of these things, I love it. To me, they're entertaining. You know, let's talk about ghosts. Let's talk about paranormal activity. Let's talk about it. You know, hey, you know, I don't know. Also, you know, maybe Paul died from the Beatles. We don't know, but let's talk about it. There may be something you know I don't know. This show is not about facts. This show is about conversation. Sometimes we're probably right on the money with the facts, and sometimes we may be way off. This show is not left. It is not right. It is just to have conversations and just to have a good time. So what I'm gonna talk about some things today that it does bother me a little bit as far as this goes. And I'm going to be upfront, you know, because I do watch a lot of YouTube. I do, you know, I don't really do TikTok too much. You know, you start scrolling, man, you'll have me. I'll be there for hours looking at these 10-second videos of these people imitating other people doing it. Drives me crazy, you know, to each their own. But it's like a bad version of karaoke. At least with karaoke, we had the music and we got to actually sing to the music. These people are just mimicking what other people do and trying to become TikTok famous, you know, Reels famous, YouTube, whatever it is. But that is not even one of the things I'm going to complain about, even though I probably just it seems like I just complain. But what I'm going to talk about is on YouTube and Instagram and these type of things, there's a term that we hear constantly. And the term is, we're an influencer. They're an influencer. I'm an influencer. You know, that they're influencers. This is an influencer. Can you understand that concept? What I'm trying to say is they're watching these people and that they're telling you we're influencers. You know, that tells me they don't care about you or anything else. All they're going to do is try to influence you to get the money from the people who they want to influence you about. Why? Why would we watch anybody who claims to be an influencer? Automatically, your credibility has to go. They all have their own makeup line. It's probably the same dang makeup you get anywhere. Just slap their name on it because they're an influencer and they're giving it to you. You know, they're literally saying that in the title. If they have these social medias and they post something from a company, that company pays them. You know, now I understand. You look back on TV, you look back on radio, and there's commercials and whatnot. But that's, I get it. There's commercials. The advertiser is not trying to influence you. The product is. So that's different to me. I get commercials. We understand what a commercial is. But when somebody says they're an influencer and they're trying to influence you, you need to step back and say, what the hell am I watching you for? I just want to watch something. Just tell me about what you think of the makeup or what do you think of this product or what you think of this radio or who's buying radios anymore? There you go. Just what do you think about a product? Before I buy anything, this is crazy how I am. Before I buy anything, I watch like 75 YouTube videos of it. I look at all the reviews. I go through all the things. And you know what it is? Is I just want to hear somebody's opinion about what they think about it. I don't want to go to somebody who's an influencer who's going to influence me to buy it or not. I just want to know about the product. Do you like it? What do you like about the product? What do you dislike about the product? Don't want to be influenced. I want a knowledge of what you feel and what you think about a product. Because when you're saying you're an influencer, your job is to influence me to buy something that you want me to buy. And I don't like that. You're influencing me to have your values. I don't want your values. I just want to hear your opinion, you know? And that's what I try to do on this show, is I want to just give you my opinion. I could be 100% wrong on anything that I say. And I will always own up. So, you know what? I might have been wrong on that. You know, did we go to the moon? I don't know. Maybe we did. Maybe we didn't. I could be wrong. But only got to be right one time when it comes to the aliens. That's all I'm going to say. Only got to be right one time when it comes to the aliens. That's just kind of my take on the influencers. If you have a different take, let me know. Email me, conspiracyisthetheory@gmail.com. Come on my show. Debate me on what you think of an influencer. If you're okay with somebody saying I'm an influencer and I'm going to influence you and you want to go along with it, let me know. I know my wife does. I have all kinds of stuff show up at the house. I'm, what the hell did you get this from? Well, this one person does this makeup. I said, it's the same dang thing as everybody else's. They just slap a little sticker on there. I assure you, these people are not in the lab mixing these things to come up with a thing. I could be wrong, my personal opinion. All right, man, I want to say thank you so much for tuning in to Reeling at Lunch, where I do my show at lunch. Now, I will say tomorrow, Friday, is going to be a big show. Tomorrow, we're going to have Zoe here. We're going to have the investigator, conspirator, Steve, and myself. Apparently, I don't pay much attention to murder mysteries, but they do. There's this big murder mystery thing, mayhem, crazy stuff going around. Now, I don't pay attention to that. I don't really like murder mystery stuff, but they do. So they're going to come on the show tomorrow with me at lunchtime, and they're going to talk about it. And I'm like, heck yeah, let's talk about it. You know, I got to hear about this murder mystery of the Murdoch. I think it's Murdoch. I mean, not from A-Team. I mean, Murdoch. I could be wrong. But we'll figure this out tomorrow. I am Reeling. I appreciate you tuning in. Come in every day, man. Come on my show. I want to hear what you have to say. Thank you so much. This is Reeling at Lunch. At Lunch.